Friday, May 18, 2001, 3 p.m., Hearing Room B, House Committee on Business, Labor, and Consumer Affairs.
House Committee on Business, Labor, and Consumer Affairs, and we're going to open a work session on House Bill 3835.
Mr. Chairman, House Bill 3835 designates part of it is kind of irrelevant because what we have is amendments that replace the bill. You have before you the dash 2. We just drew the dash 1s. The dash 2s are very similar. They combine several other bills, House Bill 2296, House Bill 3836, and Senate Bill 399. And I think we have people that can give you more detail.
You guys want to come up?
Go ahead and get underway. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Bruce Anderson, I'm a policy analyst with the House Majority Office, and joining me here today, Annette Talbot, and appearing here in support of the dash amendments to House Bill 3835, which brings together basically the various changes to bring Oregon into compliance with the Federal Workforce Investment Act, helps our local workforce boards, and provides information on the training providers and programs to customers of the WIA program. I'll have a couple of other items I'll note later on, but I would like to go ahead and turn it over to Ms. Talbot and just thank the chair and the rest of the committee for accommodating us today. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, members, Annette Talbot, Governor's Workforce Policy Coordinator for the record. You've seen many of the components of this bill before. 3836, as Bruce said, is a consumer report card. We already are required to do that in the federal law, so this can codify it in state law. And we want to make sure that because there's an emergency clause that applies to the whole bill, that you understand that the consumer report card piece will only be able to get some of the elements of the report card as wage data rolls out. We use unemployment insurance wage data. So we won't have immediate results, but with that understanding, we will put that in place as we get the data. It modifies, as you saw in 2296, the workforce board only to extend it as the federal law requires the governor to do so. And the third piece that you haven't seen is a piece that's very important for the employment department to be able to effectively partner with the Workforce Investment Act to clarify their contract authority and their ability to share information with workforce partners. And that was in Senate Bill 399. So unless there are questions, I'm going to let Bill Domestica speak to the negotiated part of the bill that we worked on to highlight local and regional committee roles.
Hi, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Bill Domestica. I'm the Executive Director of the Oregon Workforce Alliance and the Oregon Oregon Consortium. I'm sorry. I've just come from five other meetings, and I'm a little bit scattered at the moment. What I want to speak to is that we, as you might remember from our last discussions here, members of my board, both from the Oregon Consortium and the Oregon Workforce Alliance, had concerns and issues that we were in the process of still negotiating. Those negotiations are complete. We have come to agreement and feel like the arrangements that we have now in the legislation are viable and will work well, not just for us, but for the entire state. There are important issues and important changes that are in now this state legislation that I think will really help support the workforce system in Oregon, that will help us to address what were some of the areas that were not clear either in federal legislation or that we had not been able to work out thus far in the state, and this now will create that clarity and allow us to move forward, and I certainly hope that you will support us and support this legislation and move it forward. Thank you.
Do we know if there's anybody opposed to the dash two amendments or the...
No? Okay. I'll take a motion on the dash twos.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Rosenbaum.
Thank you. I move the dash two amendments to House Bill 3835.
Representative Rosenbaum moves the dash two amendments to House Bill 3835. Is there a discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Rosenbaum.
I move House Bill 3835 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Rosenbaum moves House Bill 3835 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion on the bill? Seeing no discussion, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Smith.
Aye.
Walker. Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Connor.
Aye.
Sackler.
Aye.
Linder.
Aye.
Merkley.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Mills.
Aye. Having received required number of votes, House Bill 3835 is declared passed. And is there a volunteer carrier? Want to do that?
Yeah.
Representative Smith? Let Representative Smith carry the bill. And with that, we will close work session. Committee, I believe this will be our last meeting, as short as it was. And
I thought yesterday was our last.
Thank you.
It was. It wasn't until today.
Are you going to do this again?
I don't think so. They waived the 1 hour. They made a 1 hour notice just for us so we could meet, and we appreciate the accommodation.
Since this does seem to be our last meeting, I would just like to say to the committee members,
you're out of order again.
As usual, Representative Leonard notwithstanding, I would like to say how much I've enjoyed working on this committee, and particularly thank the chair for the spirit of collegiality, the willingness to have vigorous debate and to observe the fair process, and I think it's altogether been an excellent committee.
Well, what do you know about us?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to echo all her comments based on the superb party your plans run for us. And well, I didn't hear the date on.
Did we have another bill?
We don't have a date yet. It'll likely be on a Tuesday, and I have instructed some folks to begin planning. I thought it would be appropriate that we do the Stern Whaler here out of Albany. But
awesome. Please don't do it on May 29th. That is when you all are invited to my birthday party where I'm making fabulous desserts. So don't do it on the 29th of May.
Okay, likely we won't do it on the 29th of May.
That's the halfway to 90 party.
It has been a privilege to serve as your chair, and I appreciate all the cooperation I've received as the chair from committee members and the spirit of bipartisanship on this committee, and I thank you very much.
Okay,
committee adjourned.